Hey, Songtown, welcome. I'm here with my co-host, Marty Dotson.
Come on.
I'm Clay Mills. Today, we're going to talk about where to find hit songwriting ideas. Marty and I have been blessed to have some big songs in our careers, and we just wanted to talk a little bit. Marty, where do you find great ideas for songs? Give us one example.
In Nashville, you just find them laying on the street. You know? No, one example would be... And if I tell you where I find them, you can't argue if we write the same ideas because you're going to find them in the same place. But there's a website called Real Life Wisdom, mm-hmm. and it's R-E-E. And so it's movie quotes.
Right.
And there's all kinds of quotes from movies that are interesting. You can search by topic. You know, so particularly there's been times when I was writing with an artist and he said, I want to write a song about life. And I go on there real quick and I look at life quotes and I find things are said in interesting ways, you know, and I don't know how many song ideas I've gotten from that one website alone. So that's my secret weapon I just gave out to the whole world.
Well, I'm just trying to think in my career, my first number one, Beautiful Mess, before writing that song, I had heard the phrase in movies, Beautiful Mess, in the span of 1 week, I heard it three different could have been movies or TV shows, but I heard it three times. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote it down. And then when I got to the writing session, I threw out the title and we wrote it. And, you know, it was just something that felt like, okay, I'm hearing this too much. You know, and there was no song at that time that had ever been a hit called Beautiful Mess.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of my plan. Another way I like to do it, you know, we talk about writing the song in the room. Well, artists say the darndest things.
Yes, they do.
Usually you hear that phrase, kids say the darndest things. But artists are often kids. No. Artists are very colorful. You know, the way they talk, they have these hip phrases. And so a lot of times I just listen to the artist talk. I ask them questions. They start riffing. And before you know it, they've said something. My first hit with Darius Rucker, Don't Think I Don't Think About It. We're just having a conversation, and I said something to him, and he answered, and I said, really? He goes, yeah, Don't Think I Don't. And I was like, oh, okay. So I wrote that down, or I typed it into my phone.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was the first time I ever met him. He probably thought I was rude because he's talking, and I'm like, oh. And so I write in the next morning. I woke up, and I go, Don't Think I Don't. I was like, And it just hit me. A melody popped in my head for Don't Think I Don't Think About It. You know, just taking that phrase and adding Don't Think I Don't Think About It to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, you know, there's nothing better than something that's said in real conversation. First time I ever wrote with John Wiggins, who was an artist at the time, he came in. First time I met him, he's talking about his life. He's like, this bad thing happened. This bad thing happened, and then this bad thing happened. And at one point, he looked up to me, and he goes, man, he goes, my life sounds like a country song, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and I started singing a chorus to, the words just started coming out. My life's been a country song, and got recorded by Chris Cagle, title to his album.
Wow.
So, I mean, to me, I love those things where an artist says something in the room or another writer says something in the room and it just kind of pops out.
Yeah, absolutely. I was writing with an artist one time and she came in and I said, how are you doing? And she broke down crying. I'm like, oh, great. You know, and she said, well, last night I told my husband I want a divorce. We've been married 15 years or whatever it was. And so we were talking about it and she said, when I told him, he started crying. And she said, that's the first time I've ever seen the man cry or feel anything really deeply. And I said, well, what'd you say to him? And she said, why start now? And I'm like, oh, dang.
Why start now?
I'm sorry you're hurting, but we need to write Why Start Now? You know, so we wrote that song. And that's happened over and over. But you're right. When you're writing with an artist, I think, or even songwriters that, you know, because they have a great way with words, obviously, just getting people talking about what's going on in their life can often bring out those great ideas. You know, another thing I like to do, I like to go either Google or sometimes I go to Pinterest and I type in quotes about the beach. And I read all these quotes, and it's more interesting to me than just reading a list of them because there's pictures, right. You know. So I'm looking at these memes, and you can do that with Google Images or on Pinterest. But that's how I probably get most of my song ideas. You know, I've been through the real life wisdom so much that I don't find as many there now. But I give that some time, and they add new things, and I look other places like that. But you know, I have a list of topics like love and loss, summer. Beach, ocean, you know, heartache. And I'll just search, you know, heartache quotes and find things that are said in a really interesting and different way. And then I turn that into a song title.
Yeah. So you aren't saying this is the only way you find titles. It's just one of the many ways.
One of many ways.
You know, because I can sit in Starbucks and overhear a conversation. And that's my favorite thing to do, listen into other people's conversations. But I've gotten song ideas like that. I mean, literally, I think that's the thing about being a songwriter is your antenna's got to be on all the time.
Yeah.
Once I walked into my publishing company and I had a writing session with Lady A that morning, and they hadn't gotten there yet. And my pluggers came up to me, goes, man, I played this song of yours for a producer and he didn't like it. And, you know, he was apologizing. I said, don't worry, man. One day he will. And then I'm like, ding, ding, ding. I go and go to the writing room and I start playing around with the melody. Lady A shows up and I got this idea for it. It's called One Day You Will. And it turned into a cut on their first record. And it was all just because of something my publisher said. So yeah. I think it's part of being a writer is you never turn off that antenna.
Yeah, it's funny. At one of my publishing companies, we had this big lounge with like comfortable chairs and everybody would hang out in there. And so we would be talking after everybody had written for the day, you know, and somebody would say something and all the songwriters would go and go off into another room real quick. And the people who weren't songwriters would be like, where are y'all going? And they're like, oh, they're writing down that idea that just came out, you know?
Well, that's a good point because especially like with movie lines. Like there was a big movie that came out years ago called, and there was a line in the song where the actor said, you had me from hello. Mm-hmm. And then instantly songwriters everywhere writing you had me from hello. Now, the song that became a hit was because Skip Ewing had a writing session immediately after that. When that movie came out, he had a writing session with Kenny Chesney. So he writes it with the artist puts it out quickly. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to know that if it's a major blockbuster movie and everyone sees it, do you have the ability to get that song to an artist and get it out quickly? Because somebody else is going to hear it, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can't be disappointed if everyone's heard that line and you write it. Don't be disappointed if someone beats you to the cut.
Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe you still have to write it anyway because, you know, if no one else does write it, then.
Or maybe you write it better.
Yeah, you know? Maybe you write it better.
And I think an important thing to talk about in regard to titles is that, you know, every now and then somebody will come up to us in Songtown and go, well, I posted my song and this person stole my title. You know, the song's nothing like it, but they stole my title. And I'll say, well, where did you get the title? And they'll say, oh, it was a quote from so-and-so. I'm like, well, you stole it from there. And they have access to the same internet you have access to, you know.
You can't copyright a title.
You can't copyright a title. And you can't go around worrying about that. Yeah. My first publisher would always say, son, you got to write it so good they can't do one better, you know. Yeah. And so we don't worry about people taking our titles and that kind of thing because there's very few times that it's original thought. We're all getting it from somewhere, you know, or it's a derivative of that, you know.
Although if you wrote Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life, I don't think there's going to be too many other people writing that title.
That may be one that's an original thought.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can write titles that are so original that probably no one else has written it, but those are rare. They're few and far between. Hey, want to thank our sponsor, Sweetwater Music. They feed my gear addiction for many, many years. Great people. Check them out. If you need anything to anything, they have music related. It's all there. So check out the show notes. We've got books, melody, lyric writing. Check them out, and we'll see you next time in Songtown.
Take care.
Cheers.